Welcome all you radio listeners and fans of mine. Smoke a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and get ready to listen to some hot music and insane comedy. This is Radio FU, the place to be when you need to freak. What's up, listeners? This is Blackball and Skrid. Say hello, Skrid.
Hello, everybody.
It's Wednesday, April 5th, 2006, and you ready to do a good show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I was going to do a show, but I was at the police station all day. My dad got a battery charge from the Dragon Lady.
Dragon Lady.
Can you believe it? He lives in the same building as I do, and she's there too. So, anyways, everything's cool. Blackball's dad is fine. Nothing happened.
Run
They're
over.
Investigating it. Blah, blah, blah. I'll keep you apprised.
Yeah, please.
Anyhow, let's get on with this.
Yeah.
We got a new show for you today.
Hell yeah.
And we got some good stuff.
Yeah, what do we
First
got?
Off, we got an email.
Ooh.
Finally.
One email.
We have a new music artist, meaning a new song.
Cool.
We have Minute of Stupid Jokes.
Yeah,
we got a new recipe for you.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
And
what?
We have a special surprise.
What
a
is
new
it?
Spot
what?
On the show.
Oh, you didn't tell
so,
me.
So... Get ready. Get set.
Go!
Okay, we're gonna start off. What do you think? We do the email now, Skrid?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right.
This is from Dave Thomas.
Not
the Wendy's guy. He's dead. This Dave Thomas writes, Dear Blackball and Skrid.
Hey!
I think your shoe is cool.
What?
And I listen to DV as well.
Shoe?
I think you need to study.
Yeah,
and be more
study.
Like him, because he is great. Are you going to play any porn clips and read porn stories?
Oh, brother, Jesus.
Well, number one, I wear two shoes, and I think you do too, Skrid.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Yeah. And that doesn't matter, because this isn't a shoe, it's a show.
Yeah!
And secondly, I'm not trying to be like Tim Henson and DV.
Yeah.
I love his show, but this is our show.
That's right.
We're unique to our own thing.
Go back to school.
I mean, I'm sure there's some things that we pick up from him, but whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
It's still us.
Exactly.
And that's it. So if you don't like the show, don't listen to it. That's why it's called Radio FU.
That's what I think.
It means fuck you.
Fuck
if you.
You
don't like
you.
The show. So anyways, screw the fucking email here.
That's right.
This is what I think of it. Next, let's see here. What we got going on? Okay, I know. Let's just go right to food for thought.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
a recipe? You ready, Skrid?
Oh, of course. I'm always ready for that.
Food for thought. All right, cool. Well, we're gonna make these wonderful, yummy Baja fried fish tacos.
Yeah.
Basically,
yummy.
You want to get yourself some corn tortillas.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, warm them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Get yourself some kind of white fish that's boneless.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Or whatever fish you like
cod.
That's boneless, but whatever.
Cod fish.
And you want to get yourself a bottle of dark beer that you like. Whatever.
Ooh.
You know, some Sam Adams or
there
something.
There you go. Yeah.
And some flour.
Mm-hmm.
Now throw in, you know, some flour in a bowl. And mix in the beer, and you know, just get your... I'm sure you've mixed up batter before. And if you haven't, oh, freaking well, I ain't giving you all these measurements. Mix that up so it's nice and, like, thick. Not too thick, not too thin.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out, okay? That dark beer and that flour, it's going to make it really good. You can put a little pepper in there if you want, or some cayenne, spice it up.
Yeah.
And basically, put some oil in a pan, slice up the fish lengthwise, make them into strips. Dip them in there, fry them.
Fry
them, baby.
Fry them.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And you can make yourself with some cabbage and, what did they, that I have to read you here. So what was the ingredients at least? It says cabbage and cilantro. Yeah, and some vegetable oil and hot chili flakes and some salt to taste. Just shred the cabbage up and some cilantro and blah, 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 and you're all good. And also the sauce you need, the chipotle tartar sauce. You need the, canned chipotle chilies, throw them in a blender, make sure to take the seeds out in the veins, and with a cup of mayonnaise and some sweet pickle relish, and some onions, and just blend that all together, and there's your sauce.
Blend it all together.
Just throw that all together, and you're all good with some, you know, Baja fried fish tacos.
And some beer.
So, that's the quick
Cerveza.
Recipe of the day. Food for thought, you know?
Food
for thought.
Is that a good?
So, hope you like that.
I like it.
Try that out. And if you want the whole recipe, you can email us at radioeffu at gmail.com.
That's right.
And I'll send it to you. What did you think of that, Squid? You like that?
Oh, fuck yeah. I want to eat some.
Yeah, I know.
Cook it now.
We can't make that now.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get you a portable kitchen so you can sit here while we're recording. And
damn right. You better get me something.
Fucking put this together. Put your food together while we're eating.
Yeah, I
want to.
Like.
Anyways, let's move on. Hey, real quick, though, before we keep moving on.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Squid? It seems like, you know, you're not talking as much as you usually do.
It's been
Are
a really,
you all right?
Yeah, okay, let me finish. It's been a long day, you know? I'm really tired.
Okay, well.
So, you know.
How about this?
What?
Why don't we do, let's do the, stupid, 1 minute stupid jokes real quick.
Okay.
And you can do it. It's your turn anyhow, right?
I can
you
do
up
it?
To it?
Come on.
Okay.
Of course I'm up to it.
Well, then, let's go.
All right.
A minute of stupid jokes.
Theater Hour is brought to you tonight from the arms of someone new.
All right, it's 1 minute stupid jokes, and ladies and gentlemen, here's Skrid with his first joke of the season.
That's me.
All right, here you go, Skrid. Yep. Go for it.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you ready? You ready, Black?
Of course, I'm always ready.
Cool. All right. Okay, so I'll just get right into it.
Go.
There's this guy. Fuck his name, whatever. And he's a business dude.
Right.
And, like, basically, he hasn't been on a vacation in, like, 4 years.
Right.
So he decides to take a vacation. He wants to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
So he starts driving down to Vegas.
Cool.
You heard this one?
No.
Okay. Anyways, so he's driving down to Vegas, right?
Right, okay.
And it's a long drive, as you know, even if you're in LA.
Fuck yeah.
Sake,
it is.
Drive.
It's a long
drive. Anyways, he gets hungry and he sees this place. So he pulls over, stops, parks the car, and walks up. As he's walking up, there's a big glass window.
Okay.
And in the window, there's a horse in there. A sign on next to it says,
"Oh God!
If you can make this horse laugh, we'll pay you $100." So the guy goes in, goes up to the whatever desk, whatever, and goes, "Actually, it's a bar, or whatever."
There you go.
Goes, yeah, I'd like to try to take the horse out there, and make him laugh. And the bartender goes, "Go for it! Take him outside and see if you can make him laugh." So the guy takes the horse outside. Bartender's kind of watching, looking over his shoulder out the window, and a couple minutes later, the horse starts cracking up.
Whoa, chill, man.
I don't have to chill, man. This is my time.
Okay.
Anyways, so he brings the horse back in, puts it back in the window, goes up to the bartender and says, "Yeah, let me give him $100. And I made the horse laugh. And the bartender's like, "That's cool. All right, here you go." And so, whatever, boom. He goes to Vegas, has a good old time, goes back home. A year later, he decides to take another vacation. So he's driving to Vegas again. He liked his trip, you know, had fun. So he's doing it again. And he sees that spot, and he stops there again. He's like, "Well, gotta get something to eat." Do you have to fart right in the middle of me telling a damn joke? Fuck, you're such a pig.
Sorry.
Never mind. Just let me get back to the joke. Okay, anyways. So he's walking up to the door, and he sees the window.
Oh,
and there's
shit.
That horse again, sitting there. And he's got the little sign there. This time, though, the sign says, "We'll pay you $100 if you can make this horse cry." So he goes, "All right." He goes up to the bartender. He goes, "Hey, man, remember me? Yeah, I want to take the horse out and try to make him cry.
Hey, man.
Give it a shot." Bartender goes, "Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Go for it." So the guy takes the horse out. Bartender's watching through the window. And a couple minutes later, all of a sudden, the horse starts bawling, I mean.
Bawling?
The king was like, "You know, you're giving me a disease."
Oh, shut up.
No talking disease.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, the horse is crying his head off.
Oh,
anyways, so he puts the horse back, goes up to the bartender and goes, "Okay, then give me $100, you know." And the bartender goes, "Here you go. Look, do me a favor, sir. I remember you from last time. And last time you made him laugh.
Yeah.
This time you made him cry. Can I ask you, how did you do that? Can you figure it out, Black?"
"No, I fucking don't know."
Okay.
"Go tell me."
So he goes, he asks him how he did it. And the guy goes, "Well, last time I told him I had a bigger dick than he did. This time, I showed it to him."
God damn. That's crazy.
That shit's fucked up.
Fucked
it's funny though,
crazy.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
If you guys like that joke, leave me an email. Write to Skrid.
Write to both of us. Anyways. That was pretty good.
Alright. That was cool.
So, all right. Well, before we move any further, I want to read you this.
You got
I have a little news for you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Can't see anything.
Turn a fucking light on. He always sits in the dark.
All right.
What the fuck is that
I'm
about?
I'm sure you're all familiar with Venice Beach.
Ah, I love
in
Venice
California.
Beach. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, there's a new law that went into effect.
What?
Basically, there's a revised city ordinance of Los Angeles prohibiting commercial vending activity on the west side of the oceanfront walk in Venice Beach.
What? That's fucked up. What do you mean?
Mr. Vince Echeverria wrote,
okay.
Under the new ordinance, vending activity is defined as selling, offering for sale, exposing for sale, soliciting offers to purchase, or bartering on the west side of the boardwalk is prohibited. And that there's another one here. All right. Oh, yeah. So I'm not going to make it all long, but there's a guy here. Police issued 4 citations Saturday and arrested one man selling lotions who allegedly said he would continue to stay at his space even if he was issued a citation,
yeah.
Rosenthal said. Longtime boardwalk vendor Jeffrey Statton, who said he has been selling his own photographic Venice images in postcards form for 26 years, said he was told by the police that he could no longer sell the postcards because they have a secondary use as mail, and that his table full of illustrated books he sells to supplement his Venice history book is also prohibited.
That's bullshit.
And he says, I thought art pieces and photos were protected, Stanton said. My weekend postcard sales of $5 to $10 per day barely cover my grocery bill. But the Venice Boardwalk was one of the few places that the man in his 60s could still work.
This isn't funny.
This is crap.
Yeah.
What happened to the First Amendment? I mean, you know, this is getting a little out of hand. That's Nazism, man. This is like becoming a police state.
Hitler.
You can't even sell postcards at Venice Beach.
We should just have Hitler
pictures,
for president.
You know, that's art. That's what Venice Beach is all about. The vendors, the singers,
yeah.
You know, the acts, the freaks.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're all about, right, Scrid?
Yeah,
you know, freaks. Man, this is what America's coming to.
That's
fucking crap.
That's fucked
up. Whatever, it's okay.
Yeah,
look,
it's not okay.
Let's go back to the show and keep it up.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I just had to tell everybody that. And next. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Let me lift my spirits up real quick.
Think happy thoughts.
There we go. I'm happy again.
Yeah.
All right. How about that surprise I had for you guys out there in listening land?
Yeah.
All right. You ready? Here's the new spot.
Radio FU presents Stupid Criminals and Things They Should Not Do.
As you just heard, it is definitely
cool.
Stupid Criminals and the Things They Should Not Do.
We're getting better.
So, let's do it.
Yeah.
I actually only have one story for you this show.
That's
so
cool.
I definitely either 1 to 2 each show if I can get them in there,
yeah.
If I find them. So,
yeah.
But here's the first one.
Cool.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This was old news now, but I don't know if everybody, you know, follows it.
Uh-huh.
And I actually don't know what state or city. I really
so
don't
what?
Give a shit. But this man walks into a bank and goes up to the teller and hands her a note saying that this is a holdup or whatever, this is a bank robbery, and I want all the money. And they gave him all the money, and he splits and leaves the bank and goes home.
Cool.
And before he probably could even count the money, the police are at his door,
right? Shit.
And you're going, well, how the fuck did that happen so quick?
Yeah, what the
well,
fuck?
Well, remember the note that he wrote?
What?
Well, he happened to write that note on the back of his paycheck stub.
Oh, bro.
Oops, with his address on it. So I consider that being something that's fucking stupid as fuck.
That's too funny.
Definitely stupid criminals and things they should not do.
Yeah, don't
do that. Don't use your fucking paycheck stub to write a ransom note or a bank robbery note or any of that shit.
You're
stupid.
Dude,
morons.
If you can hear me, you're stupid.
Okay, anyways. Let's move on.
Yeah, go for it.
How about we play some music? What
yeah.
do you think, Scrid?
Sounds
wanna play
good.
That new track from that new artist?
Yeah, I wanna hear it.
Yeah?
What kind of music is it though?
I don't know what kind of music it is actually.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
You
but it's from a guy named Smithers.
Ooh, that's cool.
Who
name.
Actually is a friend of Chris D's.
Chris D's.
So they
Ooh.
Are kind of related in the sense that they know each other. But You know, this is his own stuff, so Christie has nothing to do with it. So, yeah, let's play this, okay? Yeah. Let's see what the name of it is here.
You never know anything. You should have already had this in front of you.
The song is called Spatial Reasoning.
Spatial Reasoning.
All right. Here we go. Spatial Reasoning. Enjoy, everybody.
Smithers.
You heard it here first. Only on Radio FU.
Thank you.
Ah. Yeah. That was
that
great.
Was smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Spatial openings. I mean,
you're nasty. Oh,
I'm just kidding. Screen.
That's messed up, dude.
Spatial reasoning.
There you go.
By Smithers.
Be nice.
I really dug that. That
yeah,
really,
too.
Like, chilled me out.
Yeah.
You know, gave me a fucking chance to sit here and just, you know, I wanted to turn some candles on.
Totally relax.
Actually, I really wanted to go driving. I was imagining all kinds of things.
You
driving?
Driving
down the PCH and. Got my bitch next to me.
Your bitch.
Smoking up some shit, drinking a bottle of wine.
Oh, drunk
yeah,
driver.
While I'm driving.
Yeah, drunk driver.
Anyhow, no, that was really great.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Smithers, you're totally welcome to send us some more.
Yeah.
We love it.
Please.
We'll play it.
That was
That's
great.
All there is to it. And if you listeners out there are interested in finding out more about Smithers or you want to find out how to get his music,
that's right, sweet.
Email us at radioEFFU. And gmail.com.
At gmail.com. There you go.
And we'll get right back to you. And, you know, email us and tell us what you think of the show as well.
You better.
That's about it.
Or else.
So, thank you to all you listeners that listen to.
Yes, thank you very much.
Radio FU.
Yeah.
And we're out of here.
Yeah.
We're going away.
We're going.
Yeah.